I think it's a stay inside pajama sort of weekend. But if you're so inclined to help some other people out, the folks from my block, my hood, my city might give you some really cool opportunities to help out your neighbors. Jamal Cole, the founder, joins us right now. Jamal, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's always great to talk to you. You give such a positive vibe. You do so many great things for the city. You're looking for volunteers, right?
Definitely, man. Tomorrow, Saturday at 11 a.m., we're going to be meeting at the Red Line station on 79th. And we're going to be helping out a lot of seniors in Chatham. They can't, you know, they're on walkers and they have neuropathy in their wrist. They need help shoveling. So anybody that wants to come out and volunteer their time, we're meeting at 11 a.m. at the 79th and State Red Line.
Jamal, by then there might be 8 inches of snow on the ground. You sure you can handle all this?
Man, we got 100 salts. We got 100 gloves, 100 shovels. We got God behind us, and we got Dr. Martin Luther King behind us. So what's something simple you can do to make an impact on a city? You do not need a master's degree to shovel snow. You don't need a legal degree to want to get to know your neighbor. So we're going to be doing simple stuff tomorrow, like shoveling snow for seniors.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks out there know that the snow's coming, and they kind of roll their eyes, but they're at least, you know, of an age where they're still able to get the shovel out and do it, or maybe you got a snow blower at home and it's easy for you. So it's easy to forget, Jamal, that a lot of folks in our city don't have those resources to buy something like that, but they're just not physically able to do it. I mean, this is something tangible you can do to make someone's life better.
It's happened throughout history in Chicago as well, where there was like a heat wave in the 90s where a lot of seniors, you know, unfortunately lost their lives. But nowadays we have technology where we can, you know, target specific demographics with specific events, and we can help people better nowadays. So I'm utilizing Facebook, I'm utilizing technology to connect volunteers to the seniors that need help.
Jamal, how many, you've done the shoveling before, right?
I've been doing it for the last 6-7 years in Chatham in my community. Last year, though, there was about 120 people that showed up on 79th and State to help shovel, and they came from as far as Indiana, Edgewater, people from all over. And, John, that's the beauty of these events. You got people from all over the city, all different communities, cultures, genders, religions, all coming together in Chicago to help out people in need. It's beautiful.
Part of the mission of your organization, My Block, My Hood, My City, is not only to take kids from the south and west sides and take them to the north side, take them to downtown, but it's really to encourage people from other neighborhoods to visit new neighborhoods, particularly on the south and west sides, where they may have an opinion of it based on what they see on the media, but it's a way different neighborhood. I just toured the North Lawndale neighborhood for the jam on WCIU and had a great time doing it, saw some awesome places. But I love that you're meeting at the Red Line 79 station, because if you're anywhere along the Red Line or the Purple Line or the Yellow Line, CTA, the trains run like no problem when it's snowy. It's no big deal running with the CTA. So there's no excuse on anyone on the north side not to come down to 79th Street tomorrow.
Facts. I mean, the Red Line is the aorta into the heart of Chicago. You know, I fall asleep on the Red. I love the Red Line, you know. So meet us tomorrow at 11 a.m. But you're right. It's all to make Chicago better. We need more people to look up from the train when they're riding the Red Line and see what they can learn from different people on the sites around you. Go grab a bite to eat in a neighborhood you've never been to before. Our best quality in this city is our diversity. And so step outside your comfort zone, have an appetite for adventure, and come out and help somebody that needs help in Chatham tomorrow. It's going to be great.
So you got a Facebook page for the event, and they get a cool hat if they come, right? You're giving a little swag away.
Man, you already know. First 100 people come can get a hoodie. 100 people come get a hat. You know, but we also you can text shovel, the word shovel, to 55222 to find out more information. Again, you can text message shovel to 55222 to learn how you can to donate or volunteer. But the first 100 people, you already know you're getting a hoodie and a hat from My Block, My Hood, My City.
Jamal, some people that are listening now probably have never heard of the organization, and you don't have to rehash the whole history of it because we've done that plenty of times, you and I, on air. But, you know, I just think that, you know, in 30 seconds or a minute, you know, how can people get involved in what you do? And, I mean, it's these tangible things. It's the cleanup things. It's the snow shoveling things that your organization do they just make such a big difference, man.
Yeah, well, my personal philosophy is democracy starts from the block level. It's not the city level inward. It's the block level outward. So instead of saying the city is messed up, the weather is messed up, the politicians are messed up, I think that philosophy is messed up. Instead of blaming things on other people, what's something simple you can make yourself do to have a positive impact? That's why we shovel snow. It's very simple. And if you start with the simple things, you develop the muscle it takes to take on the bigger challenges. So say hello to your neighbor. Start a block club on your block. start a Facebook page for your block. When you do easy stuff like that, it creates a ripple effect throughout the city. So tomorrow we'll be hopefully creating that ripple effect. If you can't make it to 79th State, go shovel your neighbor's snow. Do the block if you can. You know, I think I want to see that kind of ripple effect happen throughout Chicago.
Man, you're absolutely right. There are some folks obviously listening to us from the far suburbs. They're not going to have a chance to make it in, but you're right. Even in your cul-de-sac, wherever you are, if you live in an apartment complex, help out your landlord, whatever you need. We're all in this together, Jamal.
True, man. Doesn't matter. You can, if you can't make it, again, you can, again, text message shovel to 55222 and make a donation, because we're buying the salt, we're buying the gloves, we're buying the shovels. We're out here trying to help as many seniors as possible, and we have over 180 addresses to do tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to as much help as possible on 79th and State at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Jamal, take it easy. All right. Thanks for calling in.
I love you, man. You have a good day.
You too. My block, my hood, my city. They do incredible work. Getting texts on where the snow has started. Started up in Genoa. That's from Karen B. Champ. I like that name. Out in Sycamore. Sick in Sycamore comes from the 630. No snow yet in Sycamore. Yeah, as I look at the radar, it's kind of like this thin line that's forming right now. Steve will have the whole update in the news, which is actually coming up in just a few moments. But yeah, 312-981-7200. I love that. What are some other things you can do? I hope shoveling your neighbor's snow is one of them. Maybe the sidewalks in front. Also, at this time, you're going to have some people, maybe if you're driving around in a Range Rover, you got a big truck or something like that. It happened down in Kansas City. One of the Chiefs players got pulled out of the snow, someone from a truck. If you're driving out there and you see someone spin off the road, maybe help them out, make sure that they're okay. It's the times like these. I mean, snow is that kind of that common denominator that we all have to deal with. Rich, poor, black, white, gay, straight, doesn't matter. So, yeah, snow can be an opportunity for all of us to kind of come together.